amazing season. Something like 5,500 there last night. Again, a great effort considering the drizzly cold weather and, of course, that record crowd of 7,500 in that first week of January. It's been a smash success, and I can congratulate our team and thank our team. Very proud of them for all the work they've done and all the new people they've brought out to racing at Canterbury Park.
Yeah, no, it's been an unbelievable season. You've really worked extremely hard, the ATC, to get the crowds there, and the locals go, and there's been good quality racing under the lights. So well done to everybody there. And we should mention, Brett, just finally, that this time next week, we're back at Randwick for the Chipping Norton card.
Yeah, the Tab Chipping Norton Stakes, Benz, and of course, the expected appearance again of that remarkable horse, Wink, the world's equal highest rated horse. She's back next week, all things being equal, at the Tab Chipping Norton. And look, we're just hurtling towards some massive racing, some world-class racing, some of the highest-rated races in the world. You just have to get your tickets at theraces.com.au. The earlier you book, the bigger the discount there is. And look, there's just a little bit of hospitality left on Longines Golden for the Day as well. So have a look at those options there on the website. Longines Golden for the Day is going to be amazing. If Wink runs at the George Ryder as one of five Group 1 races, the biggest on the Australian racing calendar. Theraces.com.au.
Theraces.com.au for all those ticketing over the next 6 or 7 weeks. Good on you, Brett.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing bring you every memorable moment of racing sizzling summer season. This is the sound of summer. Hear from all the newsmakers, trainers, jockeys, owners and officials. We've got all of summer racing's hottest stories straight from the horse's mouth. Your best start to every wagering day is Racing HQ. Brought to you by TAB.
Just gone seven bells. Good morning to you. Welcome if you're joining us with the alarm going off at seven to our coverage on Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing One and Sky Thoroughbred Central. We can't wait for Rose Hill today. The autumn sun is back. Can he do it today in the Hobartville? We've got a tremendous running of the Shandon S Silver Slipper, the Millie Fox and other races, and of course, good, strong interstate racing, particularly out of Caulfield in Melbourne. Rose Hill has improved to a soft seven this morning. No rain, or basically no rain, half a mil overnight. It's clear there at the moment, a lot of blue sky. Soft seven, Penno 5.72, and the rails at six. Gosford, now they're getting rain as we speak. They've marked the track now a heavy eight at Gosford. It is meant to clear around 9 or 10 this morning, so we're hoping it doesn't get any worse than where we are. But heavy eight at Gosford. The Albury meeting today, the country championship qualifier runs at 25 to 6. The track is in the good range. Gunnedah is good as well. Eagle Farm good four, and for Caulfield it's fine down there in Melbourne, a top of 25, and the track is a good four. So that helps you, I hope, with all the tracks. As Ron Duffy, well, joins us. Morning to you, Duff.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. And as you forecast, a sensational day's racing Australia-wide today, and this the two-year-olds always are close to my heart. You always think you found one, and then all of a sudden another one comes along, and another one comes along, and a few questions are about to be answered here today. The Hobartville, well, the heir apparent to the autumn sun, he's back. We all love to see potential champions, and he showed that last preparation. He's lost his two main dangers, but still, he'll go out there and strut his stuff, and question marks on his trials, but geez, the stable's oozing confidence. I think that probably is enough. And the Millie Fox, well, we always, we'll see our cool, more classic type of mares come out there and strut their stuff. It's a sensational day.
It is, and the good news is there that track just improving a little bit into the soft seven. We'll wait and see what plays out through the day. I'll just give you the scratchings that have popped into the system this morning. At the moment, the first two races are clear. Race three, the scratchings this morning have been the two emergencies, 13 Grimior and 15 I Want a Jeep, 13 and 15 out of the third. In race six, number three, the August, has come out along with 15, the soloist. So 3 and 15 have come out this morning. I should mention in that race that Wagner came out last night at around 6 o'clock, race 6, number 8. And then go to the last, race 9. You can take out, or just before that, race 7, number 12, Epidemic, came out just before 6 last night. Race 7, number 12. And then in race 9, Latin Boy has come out this morning, race 9, number 12. So we'll keep an eye on those scratchings as we go. We're going to chat with many key players this morning. Cameron Crockett, James Cummings, and Kieran McAvoy, who didn't ride last night, Duff, but he's just texted me, and he'll be right to go second up here. So he'll be joining us to talk about the Autumn Sun in a matter of minutes. But let's get going with Greg McFarlane. Morning to you, Greg.
Hi, how you going?
I'm well, mate. Welcome. You're getting rain where you are, mate.
There's plenty of it up here.
Yeah, it's now they're racing there. It's a heavy 8 at Gosford, so let's hope the forecast is that it clears.
Yeah, look, for Gosford for me today, it's not too bad because I'm in town today, so I suppose it can rain there a lot less for me, but it's more in Sydney I'm more concerned about.
Well, you've got your nice colt here, Greg, Golden Tycoon. He seems untapped. What's the story? He had a little bit of surgery on his knee hind fetlock.
Yeah, he just pulled up a little bit of a fragment in his knee hind. Could have left it in if we wished to, but I elected to take it out. It's a safer prognosis for future racing. But he's come back in tremendous order.
Okay. Any thoughts about him on a softish track today?
Look, he's still untapped in those areas, and through previous experience with track work in his last preparation, you're still green, and it's hard to get a gauge of how he will actually handle a wet track. But I mean, first up in the preparation, I wouldn't start him on a heavy 8. It's coming to a soft 7 now, so I'm just before you call, I was just contemplating my decision then with what I do today.
Now, the form around these two runs last preparation is good. You're happy enough with these trials, obviously.
Yeah, I didn't ask a lot of him. I kept him on the bridle both trials, and his first trial was tremendous, and his second one was as well. So I'm pleased with him, and he's well on track to where I want him to go.
I saw you put the blinkers on him on his second trial there, and it really switched him on. You had no temptation to put them on today?
Not really. He raced in winkers anyway, and I trialled him in the first one with Miss Fabulous and Evelina for the group form trial, and they were asked him to do a lot, and he went just as well in that trial as what he did with the blinkers. And all I found with the blinkers on, he just tend to sweat up and get a little bit overexcited. And where I tend to head with him up in distance, I don't want him to get too revved up because he's a lovely, relaxed animal at the present moment. So we don't want to sort of get him trying to over race, which they can tend to do with a family if you're not careful. Mm.
Do you think he could develop into a provincial championships horse?
Yeah, look, he's definitely a provincial championship horse, without a doubt. But, I mean, being a colt, I mean, it's whether we elect to go that path. I'd probably race him as a Gosford heat over 1,200, and hopefully if he wins that, it gives us the option of what choice, either whether I go to the Arrowfield or whether I go to the provincial championships. I mean, look, if you look at the prize money between the two and the day, it's sort of double the prize money to the Arrowfield, and it's a group race, and obviously being a colt, it sort of leads to a better future for him.
Yeah. Is your provincial championships horse going around tomorrow at Hawkesbury? It's so obvious. Well, you got two in that second island as well.
I've got two in the race, yeah. At this point in time, they will be. If it's a firmer track, it still obvious won't go around. But it's a soft 6 there at the moment. So at this point in time, she will be. And second island will be as well.
Beauty. All right, good luck today. It all sounds like you're happy enough that he's forward enough to run well, Golden Tycoon.
Yeah, no, he's fantastic. He's on the money. He's ready to go.
Beauty.
Good on you, Greg. Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Greg McFarlane joining us there. How do you play him in this race, Duff, given only a couple of sort of early autumn races before he had that little op and he spelled? Where do you put him today?
I had Wagner on top, who's scratched. I have him on top now. I really think he's pretty good. This is a race where we've got so many first-up horses that have all trialled so, so well. So it makes it very difficult when you're working with soft 7 tracks who's going to come out with enough fitness on their side. And who handles the going the best? It's a bit of a guessing game where your favourite is at a run back and one on the wet. So he's probably the go-to horse, so taken. But some of these horses, you know, your Ballers and your Invictus Salutes trial well. You've had Roosevelt just poking along behind. The Mansa Musa goes well. It's one of those races where you'll find that it'll be a good betting race. They'll back most runners here.
Yeah, I understand. That's the spark of life. In that race, She's Furlines just come out. Race 6, number 12. So what have we got? 2, 4. We've got 6 scratchings, 4 of those, plus 2 emergencies in that race as it stands right now. He didn't ride last night, but the good news is he's joining us on Racing HQ this morning. Kieran McAvoy, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, good. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, better, thanks. Just had a bit of a cough and a cold, so... Had the rest yesterday and looking to rip into them today.
Well, you look like you're going to rip into them on paper, Karen. It's you've got a lovely book of rides. McLaren's a nice pick up horse. You would have saw his first up performance there.
Yeah, he was great first up, and I've ridden him a couple of times since, and he seems to have come on from that first up run. I think he's pleased me, and he's pleased Peter and Paul and his work, and. He gets some confidence that he's got his toe into the track there last time when he won, and going to be similar conditions there today, obviously. And it's a great little lineup with a good bunch of colts, but I'm sure this fella's going to put up a good performance today.
It's a tactical little affair, this one as well. You know, the few horses have speed, but they could be ridden a bit quieter, and others that could be more forward than normal. So it's a hard race to read.
Yeah, it is. It's they've all got a little bit of speed and quality just the same. So I've drawn barrier 6, and we'll just have to see how it unfolds through the first 20 or 30 yards. And my fella's a quick horse. He's quite sharp out. So it's probably pretty easy to say I'll be somewhere up in the first 3 or 4 anyway. So
yeah.
It'll be important to try and get the right sort of run, and that's what we'll have to make the call on once the barrier's open.
It's that time of year where the jockeys and are looking for good two-year-olds. What did you think of that filly last week, Tenley? She could be an improver.
Yeah, definitely. She improved again with the blinkers on, and she feels like she's rounded up and strengthened a bit more into this preparation. So I think she might go to the Riesling her next start. So it'll be interesting to see how she goes in better grade again there in her next run.
Star of the season, race 3. He's a horse that looks on the up, and 1350 should suit better.
Yeah, I think so. The trip was a little bit sharp for him last time, but he was really sharp coming home that last furlong once he warmed up. So he's been on soft ground, and this looks a nice race for him. I think Chris would have him ready for the 1350, and he can be a good ride for me there early in the day.
Yeah, another good ride, Seaway, who's was a strong win at this track and distance first up.
Was a good win first up, yeah. A race that's full of sort of stayers coming back, having their first run. So this fella's had a run, and he can be very hard to beat with the lightweight. So another horse that's enjoyed some soft ground performances in the past. So he can be a player for me there in race 4.
The Autumn Sun, is there any concerns?
Well, go on, be honest. Go on.
What do you mean? I'm tipping him, Andrew. I'm just saying, okay. are there any concerns at all with him today?
No, I don't think so. There's a lot of talk about his trials, but he's given me a good feel. I get a little bit of a squeeze at the top of the straight in his trial, which didn't help when they were dashing away from him. But I've ridden him a few times in his work in between trials and after the trials, and really pleased with how he is. He's scored as he can be for his first up run, and looking forward to getting on his back there today. Obviously a few scratchings out of the race, but it's hopefully the start of a good preparation for the Autumn Sun.
And obviously the soft track's okay. He did win the JJ Atkins. I think on a heavy track, didn't he, that day?
Yeah, that's right. And it was a heavy track when he should have won the Stan Fox there first up last prep. So. He might enjoy nicer ground, but he can definitely get through some soft conditions today, no problems at all.
So taken, Fitness Edge and wet form in race 6.
Yeah, that's right. It was a good winner there at Warwick Farm. Takes on the boys today, so that's why she gets a little bit of a weight relief. I heard you talking about the race there before. You can make cases for a few of these, and the ones 9, 10, 11 down the bottom have got lightweights as well, and they're improving horses. So smallish field now, but a great little race, and I've drawn nicely to be parked somewhere near the speed, and I've ridden her in a maiden win early in a preparation last prep, and she's very straightforward and very genuine. So with that 54 kilos on her back, she can perform well today.
And the Millie Fox Savatiano, it was a lovely trial from her. I think she's an underrated mare who could well shape up to the best of them.
Yeah, that's right. She's another one that's very genuine. I rode her a bit last preparation. She was unlucky in the tibby after sitting wide and ran well in the blazer behind Inventor Bella. Went to the Tezio, which was probably a little bit too far, and then freshened up and ran behind Cork Fashion. So good form lines. She's got a great first up record and can go with some cut in the ground. So it's a quality race. You can make a case for a heap of them, but she's a genuine mare that will give her best.
And you finish up with High Bridge. You went on him first up at 1900 last prep.
Yeah, he's been trialling in some sharp trials. I got him early in the week, and he moved nicely. With 53 kilos on his back, he can be a player there today, I feel. We've drawn nicely, and he looks as though he can go with a little bit of cut in the ground as well. So just keep an eye on him, and I'm sure he can start his preparation well here today and put forward a really bold run.
Okay, beauty. All right, good book. Glad to hear you're pretty well 100% this morning, because you've got a lovely book of rides.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Obviously, the Autumn Sun is the main one there for me today, and McLaren heading towards the Slipper, so can't wait to get out there.
And are you going to mix it up, Melbourne, Sydney, the next few weeks?
I think I'm just up in Sydney now, Ben.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got bookings here for the next few weeks, so we'll be staying in Sydney.
Good luck, mate. Hope it all goes well today.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Good on you. Kieran McAvoy joining us there, going through all of his rides today. Gem Song and Royal Celebration obviously coming out, Duff of the Hobart Village. You know, they were going to be two of the main chances. Do you give Vega Dance a hope? Do you give Purple Sector a hope, given that these horses have had runs?
They've both got terrific hopes. If he's not at the top of his game, if he's 90% yeah. right, he wins the race, and he wins the race easy. But, you know, like, everyone's happy. Everything on paper says he's a certainty. But just to the eye and the trials to a few people, including myself, I'd rather just sit back and say, okay, yeah, he's not a barrier trial horse. He's a real good racehorse. Rather than saying, okay, let's throw your money in like Winks and get your bank interest for the week. I'm a little bit hesitant about that situation. But all in all, with his ratings and the way this race is, he should get home. And I hope he wins, and I hope he wins impressively, because we need horses like him coming back, because we're the champ's only got a couple of runs left, Winks, and we need a new people's horse. And he's a horse that everyone's latching on to. He's the next champ around. And we're not going to see him for long either.
No, he'll be off to stud maybe at the end of the year. So we enjoy him the next few runs as well, the Autumn Sun. Peter Snowden joins us now on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to these races today. The Shandon S Silver Slipper. You've got McLaren here. We just spoke with Kieran McAvoy. You told me earlier in the week, but for our Saturday audience, Pete, you've taken this youngster to the races the last two Saturdays.
Yeah, just that was the only thing he did wrong the other day, Andrew. On his first start, he's got a bit revy in the mountain yard, so we tried to replicate that a couple of times, and he was pretty good at Warwick Farm, but he was very good at Randwick, so hopefully he's learning that just to relax. And as you know, you can lose a race in the mountain yard if they don't go around well enough, so hopefully the effort's been worthwhile, and I think it will be, and the quieter he's in the mountain yard, the better chance he's going to give himself.
Okay, so he pulled a shoe before that race the other day, did he?
No, it wasn't in.
He didn't pull a shoe before that race?
No.
No, okay, so he just... today, you'd be in two minds tactically, or you just leave it to Kieran? It's a funny race.
Yeah, it is a funny race, but it's a race you want to show every horse respect. The trial horses have trialled very sharp. So, look, it's just open book for Karen. He's had a few rides on the horse. He knows what sort of ability he has, and it's really up to him as to how far forward he goes early. But just one thing I did say to him, just don't take away what he is. He is a speed horse. There's no point dragging him back just to take a sit on something that may go forward. So go out with an open mind to ride him forward and just plan a race as you go.
Got a few nice two-year-olds in the yard. What are you running next week?
The Skyline will have Jonah, Cosmic Force, and Rome.
Okay, three of them. Beauty. Bondi, how's he freshened since the Magic Million in race five?
Yeah, look, I think he's going terrific, the horse. He looks very good. A little bit of a freshen up. First plan was to dodge Sydney and go to Melbourne with him, so I've sort of only gave him a week off and worked him as if I was going to Melbourne, and then we changed tack halfway through the prep. So he's very forward for today. He's in great shape. It's a race he's got a chance in, but I've heard everyone talking about Chris's horse, the Autumn Sun, but about his below par trial, but I said that to myself at Winks about 3 years ago in the trial, so I'll never do that again to a good horse. And his record shows that. He's won 4 from 5, so those horses, I've seen them and I've had them. They don't always produce on trial day, but come game day, they're never too far away. He's certainly got to give him a lot of respect, and it'd be hard to beat. But we're in there with a shot. I'm very happy this bloke. Just a bit unknown on a wet ground. He's never ever been on a wet track, but his work's been very, very good at home. I was really happy with his trial we had in between.
I've been saying for 10 years about your trials, Pete, so some of them send me around the twist. Moss Trip in race 7. Obviously, she's had a few issues.
Look, she had didn't have a wind operation, but she had like a kissing lesion in her throat and had some surgery, and quite major surgery actually, to get it all out. She had some infection in the cartilage, but it's... she's come back great. I've taken my time with her. She's had a really good grounding. She's been in work nearly 4 months now, so two trials. The second trial we asked her for a little bit of an effort, just mainly to make sure that she was wanted to do her work, she breathed well, and there's no concerns. Karen said no. She wrote in the trial and said she feels as good as ever, so I'm happy with that. And a very, very good piece of work from her on Tuesday morning, so it tells me she's back on track. It's been unfortunate. We're starting on a wet track first up, but look, she does get through the ground. As I said, that hopefully that good ground she had will take her a fair way today.
Emperor's Way, probably this is a funny race with a lot of ifs and buts in it. At least he's got the timing right third up here.
Yeah, he's had the two good runs, spaced a bit, but look, only by because I've been waiting for these races, all this preparation, this race and possibly the Canberra Cup after this, so... There's some nice races coming up for him, so he's had a really good grounding, and he's not 100% happy in wet ground, but I think he's going well enough, and he in the past has done enough in soft ground to say that it shouldn't worry him today.
A couple at Caulfield, obviously, Catch Me. Geez, it's hard to sack her off one run.
I don't blame the punters because it was a shocking run for her, but I think there's a few things we did. She went too far forward for a start. She's just never been ridden that way before, and we sort of got going a bit keen early. And when she got in around the horses, she really reacted poorly to it. She ducked and dived like a billiard ball, and that's the reason I put blinkers on her. I never thought I would have to put them on her, but I just think it's been her main target. We just can't afford, and especially drawing Barry 8, a squeeze box. She needs to be focused on her game and not what everyone else is doing. But she could pull out a big one today. She's a very, very talented filly, and it won't surprise me to see her run well.
And a great addition to the stables, Land of Plenty. We know his race record. You worked him out yet?
He's hardly had time to have a role. He's only been there a week. But look, he's a magnificent type. I went down and watched him work Tuesday morning. He's not a brilliant track worker, but he's a great mover. He's very healthy. He's very well himself. Everything about the horse says he's bang on. And his first up run, he couldn't miss that. So we just ticked him over the last week. I'm still learning a bit about the horse. But he seems pretty straightforward. He's a bull and a little bit culty around the horses. But once the rider's on, it's game face for him, and he seems very focused.
Good luck today.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Pete. Peter Snowden going through their runners at Rose Hill and Caulfield. No extras. We're sitting on 19 at the moment. Ron, there's Group 1 racing at Otaki in New Zealand today. The race, 2:14 our time. Melody Bell's the favourite over Volpe Veloce. Endless dramas over there. Drawn the inside in this mile race at Wade for Age. It's the third pick at Tab at $6.50. Larry Cassidy's gone over there to take the ride. And I think Michael Carl's gone over to ride Bostonian, who's in the race, fourth pick. So endless drama there in that race. The Wait for Age Classic at 2:14.
Yeah, they snuck him away, eh? He missed the start the other day, carrying my money. It sounds like it's a good race for him.
Yeah.
I haven't done the form, but he sounds good odds. No. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, well, he's 6:50. Melody Bell's been going good, but anyway, that's race Group 1 at Otaki at 2:14. At this stage, they're saying a soft five. James Cummings does join us here. Oh, he's been everywhere this week. Been watching him doing TV interviews. He's spared us some time, though, this morning. Morning, dear James.
Good morning, Andrew. And actually, Australian racing personality of the year, Wayne Hawkes, says hello.
You might have to hand the phone, but no, don't hand the phone to him because we wouldn't get him off. We haven't got time for that. So you're in Melbourne, you're primed to win a blue diamond?
Well, that'd be nice. Our filly's in good shape and looks like an even year full of improvers there, and I think Athiri is one of them.
Tricky draw for it, James.
Yeah, look, it's an interesting one how that might unfold, because she's the type of filly on debut from a wide draw. Glyn just rode her beautifully, smiled her back, and she burst through them to win impressively. In a slowly run prelude a fortnight ago, well, she began brilliantly, didn't she? Right there, three wide without. But, look, I think on account of that, having run so well doing that, that she's the type of filly that's versatile, and Craig's therefore got some options with her.
And we might as well stay at Caulfield. You start off with a couple there. Aramayo, 1800, second up, suits better, and Costa Tot, an outstanding job at its first preparation.
Yeah, I think it often are pretty well represented in this race. That set weight, Aramayo's very, very well in. And just a bit close to that strong speed that was set over 7 furlongs first up. That brought him off the bit, and they therefore outsprinted him. But he battled away well on the line again. And he'll be really well suited, particularly with our good grounding run under his belt. And Costa Tot, well, you can see he's a fit horse, and travelled back from Tasmania in good shape. He looks fitter for the travel, and coming back in trip there, he'll be ready to fire again.
Well, the futurity, three pronged attack here. Hartnell, he likes the track and distance.
Yeah, he loves that. He loves that 7 furlongs around Caulfield, and if he's able to be on top of a moderate speed like the CF4 was a fortnight ago, he's capable of boring down on those front running horses and making a good impression. But look to him to improve, not only up to 7 furlongs, but with the 3 weeks of time run.
Touch unlucky in the all was best of days.
He was a little bit. I mean, he ran out a bit of room there at times, and that can happen when there's a lack of pressure. He looks to get the sort of run where he's going to find the splits himself too this afternoon, and he's going to need to be going better and faster than those gaps are closing on him. So if he's still sharp enough at this level at 7 furlongs, he's the type of horse that can poke through and give them a scare.
What can we say about Elise? She's just been simply brilliant.
She's flying, and she's the type of horse, I think if she's within distance, I think she's going to take some serious holding out. I can't fault the horse, and this is an excellent lead up for her to the race she's now guaranteed a berth in, and she'll be bang on for the All-Star Mile, but looking for 7 furlongs now, given she's had 2 wins over 6 furlongs earlier this prep.
She's just trying to look for a negative. She's not better when she's really fresh, is she? Or can she cope with quicker backups, do you think?
I do think so. I mean, one of her best wins for me was in the Queen of the Turf, the Coolmore Legacy. And
and I made sure he had a really lung-burning gallop there in the Vinery over 2,000 metres on what was nearly a soft track. And she put in big time that day and was heaving after that effort. But that had a perfect for the mile a fortnight later. So don't worry about that when she's on top of the ground and got this sort of weight for age pressure. She can absorb it. That's no dramas for Elise.
This 3-year-old Encryption, has he got any knockout hope in this Oakley Plate?
Well, I can just picture those Oakley Plates of the past where they're spread across the track at the winning post and there's a horse that's flying along to grab them, and I'm hoping that's going to be Encryption. He's got a stallion pedigree. His performance in the grand final in the Coolmore last prep was enormous. He's a Danehill winner, and back down to the feather weight with 51 kilos off the back of good pressure second up. I can see him running a big race, and if a few things go his way, I think he's capable of being competitive.
This horse in the last of Villiers, he's just a good horse. He's ticking along beautifully for the Australian Cup.
Yeah, and look, he's had a good fortnight within the Carlisle Cup. Last preparation, we did tend to race the horse more like 3 weeks between runs. And the way it's worked out this campaign, don't quite have that luxury. So that'll be interesting to see what effect that might have on the horse. But geez, he's really coped well. He's continued to drive on. And you saw how fit I had him first up with a prevailing win, off a strong pace in the Carlisle Cup. So I wouldn't expect a backward step from this horse this afternoon.
Well, it's an exciting day, not in Melbourne for Godolphin, just in Melbourne, but it's an exciting day in Sydney as well. To saw it, the anticipation, I'd say, it'd be high from Godolphin to see him perform today.
Look, he's an important horse for us to be kicking off with. We would have preferred to see him resuming on a four track, not a seven. But we're getting an early crack at the grass there in race two at 1:30. And the boys said there was a dew on the ground this morning, so I think you could probably expect it to be more like a six come that time. And Tassot is capable of running very well first up. He trialled at Rose Hill last week, and what was just a sedate tempo, but he was full of running and eager to take the gap when it appeared. And he got out of that trial what I wanted him to. A lot of respect for the very well-bred first starters, Born a Warrior, Ferretti. A lot of respect for the X factor that McLaren showed on a soft track first start in a race in the Canterbury. Always a good trial for the Silver Slipper. And look, I know the boys at Warwick Farm were pretty impressed with the gallop, the time to rain on Tuesday morning. So
to race,
so you can go through the whole field. I think the horses competitive in this race are capable of being Group One sprinters, and so they should be. It should be high pressure, and it should be a quality horses race.
It's early days, but I've seen a few of these Brazen Bows. They're just layback dudes. They're potentially very good horses.
Oh, that's right. I galloped another colt by Brazen Bow out of a mare called Vervalicious, you might remember. I got 2-year-old race at Fernhill there in Sydney a few years ago. Brad Rawilla galloped him for me this morning in Flemington, and he just cruises up the straight.
Yeah, they're nice horses.
He's walked up the straight. Brad's got his times wrong, and I look down and he's gone even perfectly, because they're the types of horses they are. They can do it easily, and they're a beautiful breed to do anything with. And The only disappointing thing about Brazen Bow is that I've only got 3 of them that are 2-year-olds in my stable.
Fair dinkum.
Only 3.
Well, they're popular. You have to go out and buy a few.
He
can after the Magic Millions. You can go out and hunt down a few Brazen Bows.
Yes, he's proved himself.
Okay. Morton's Fork. He likes Rose Hill. I thought it was a bit of a hit and run on the worst part of the track first up.
I agree. He's not the worst 20-1 chance we'll be sending to the races this year, but I wouldn't be forgiving. I'd be forgiving of him if he just needed one more after a pretty solid break between campaigns.
Okay. How's Roosevelt returned?
Well, I thought he was coming along beautifully. I, I,
I did want to see him barrier trial a little bit better than he did, but nevertheless, he's gone ahead in leaps and bounds since then. And returning in a good race, I think we'll find out a little bit about him. There are horses like Baller, who was very impressive last preparation, and I know that Dad's stable's flying at the moment, and he's pretty bullish about him when he came over to my place for dinner the other night.
He's trying to get you to scratch your pair. That's what he was trying to do.
Well, he got me to scratch one of them. I scratched Wagner, I was that worried, but I thought I'd better leave one in there.
This Savitiano, I just love the way she moved in the trial.
Yeah, trial beautifully, and she's coming up really nicely, that filly. This is a solid race, as it deserves to be, at Group 2 level. And you know what? I don't think this is unlike what we'll see in the Coolmore in 3 weeks' time. But nevertheless, Savitiano's got an excellent first-up record. We probably toughened her up a bit last preparation with a pretty strong campaign. The preparation before, we had been able to only just race her very sparingly. So I hope she bounces off that and keeps showing improvement to turn into a pretty serious horse for us.
Allergic did enough first up in race 8?
He did enough, and we need to see he's got the zest for it, so we stepped him up in distance quickly.
And a couple in the last, Band de Perth, 3 or 5 wins at this distance, and Malahat busting to win another race, but it's been a while.
Yeah, but, you know, I thought his effort last time was excellent, and his training since has been very, very good with the application of the blinkers. And so they go back on today, and Band de Perth, well, you know, with that cut out of the ground, he'll be nicely suited. And in a pretty even race, I can visualise both of them being competitive.
Okay. Wow, what a day. Actually, the most important one, we're going for the big Derby Oaks double in Tasmania, Rock Dove.
Yeah, she's feeling well. She's coped with some gallops pretty well there. I got some good footage of her galloping at Launceston during the week. When I sent the footage around to the guys, it didn't have a title on the horse or the location.
Mm.
And so when someone came back and said, "Well, nice gallop, James, but who is it and where is it?" I responded, "If you can't guess what track that is, you obviously don't watch much racing."
Beauty.
Right. Good luck. All right, mate. Thanks for that.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Good on you. See you, mate. James Cummings joining us there from Godolphin, running through a comprehensive look at Melbourne and Sydney. Righto, back with Duff in a moment. We've got interim scratchings now. Fire, they're through for this program at Rose Hill. Clear morning out there, a soft 7. Penno 5.72 and the rails at 6 metres. The first two races are clear. The third, number 3, Top Me Up, 12, Senior Fox, 13, Grimior, and 15, I Want a Jeep. 3, 12, 13 and 15 out of the third. The fourth clear. The Hobartville now has 3 scratchings. 3, Gem Song. 4, Royal Celebration. And 8, Bucephalus. 3, 4 and 8 now out of race 5. Race 6, number 1, Spin. 3, The August. 7, The Tenor. 8, Wagner. 12, She's Furline. And 15, The Soloist. 1, 3, 7. 8, 12 and 15 out of the 6th. Race 7, 11 Jamaican Rain, 12 Epidemic and 13 is out as well. 11, 12 and 13. Race 8 is clear and race 9, 3 From Within, 8 Akasaki, 11 Serene Miss, 12 Latin Boy, 16 Got the Goss and 17 Renewal. 3, 8, 11, 12, 16 and 17. Now two jockeys that we needed. Race 7, number 15, In Good Time is Tim Clark. 7, 15, Tim Clark. And race 9, number 7, Elberman is Jason Comet. 9, 7, Jason Comet. We're still waiting on a couple of other jockeys that we require, particularly Mansa Musa, race 6, number 10. But we'll, as soon as we get those jockey replacements, we'll bring them to you. More interviews to come. You're listening or watching Racing HQ.
I know I can secure extra stock at a great price, but I can't get the finance.
Yeah, my business premises really need a fresh fit out, but the bank said no. When you're ready to grow your small business, a loan from OnDeck can help. With loans of up to $250,000 and funds in your account as early as the next business day. Find out why OnDeck Group are trusted by over 80,000 business owners globally. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
The Polytrack Provincial Championships are back. Experience Sunday racing at its finest at Hawkesbury Race Club's first provincial qualifier tomorrow. Featuring live music, kids entertainment and great prizes. Treat your family to a fun day at the races. Catch the train and hop off at Clarendon or park for free. Entry only $10, free for ATC members, children, concession card holders and TAB Rewards members. Details and bookings at hawkesburyraceclub.com.au.
Wideline Windows and Doors can help make your next build or home reno a success. Drop into any showroom and check out their extensive range of quality aluminium and timber designs, all backed by a 7-year guarantee. Any size, any shape, any space. Wideline's experts will help create the perfect frame for your view. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at Wideline Windows and Doors. Showrooms open at Port Macquarie, Broadmeadow, Tuggerah, Rosebery and Parramatta.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian proudly offer a rare as hen's teeth yearling colt, the only son of Criterion available to the open market. Criterion won 7 races, 4 at Group 1 level and over $7.3 million. Equal world champion, he's Australia's highest earner ever to start. From Exceline, trained by Gay, she was a Jewel City winner. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the only Criterion colt available. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
This edition of Racing HQ brought to you by the 2019 APG Sydney sale. Secure your champion March 3 at Warwick Farm.
This is Racing HQ. We're broadcasting on Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central this morning. A couple of interviews to come before the scratchings and our preview of Hobartville Stakes Day. Derby Racing invites you to their Open Day Yearling Parade on Sunday, March 3, tomorrow week, to be held at K Ranch Arena, Mount Hunter. Derby Racing will be parading their latest purchases for syndication by Exceed and Excel, Written Tycoon, Sababeel, I Am Invincible, and many more. Meet the Derby Racing team and enjoy entertainment from Damien Knoll. Join the Group 1 Golden Slipper winning syndicators at K Ranch Arena, Mount Hunter. It's tomorrow week starting from 10:30 in the morning. RSVP at derbyracing.com or call them on 4648-0998. 4648-0998, AFSL 333-244. Let's get cracking with James McDonald on Racing HQ with Ron Dubbasy. Morning to you, James.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Looking forward to this. And obviously so much attention around, well, did Tussaud keep you in Sydney rather than being in Melbourne?
Yeah, he did, actually. Obviously, he was very impressive first time to the races, and I was looking forward to jumping back aboard. And so hopefully he runs well today.
It's not easy at the top. Decisions. You probably had to stick with him. I understand that. But there's 3 nice colts you've been riding here.
Oh, they're 3 rippers, to be fair. It was a shame they all had to clash, but they have to clash sooner rather than later, I suppose, and see where they're all at. But what a ripping race. It's not only the 3 I've been riding, you could make a case for every single one of them. So it's going to make some race.
Yeah. Obviously, you got a lot of confidence in this horse. You'll probably just take a sit and try and find the right back or when to make your move, really.
I do. Obviously, he ticks a lot of boxes. He switches off. He's got a great turn of foot and he sustains a really good gallop. So, I think he's going to posse up really nicely. He does everything right. I'll tell you what, they wouldn't want to be stopping the last 100 because he'll be powering on.
No, he's a strong colt.
Yeah.
Thy Kingdom Come, race 3, you've got quite a good record on him.
Yeah, I have. I've had a bit of luck on him. He's been racing really well, racing with a bit of cut in the tracks as well. He's struck that, so that he ticks that box. He's an on-speed galloper. He toughs everything out, so I'm looking for the same sort of run today, and hopefully he's there fighting out the finish. I'm sure he would. He's very consistent and he's racing in good form.
McCreary in race four, he's off a long break, but it's a race he could run well in.
Yeah, I reckon he'll run super in it. He's had like a nice conditioning trial. He comes in here first up off obviously a long break, but I reckon he should run well with the given the ground as well, so looking forward to jumping aboard him.
You would have thought Seaway is your danger. You won on Seaway the other day, obviously 53 today, but you'd be counting it as a bit of a threat.
Well, he is, because a lot of these are first up, and he's had a run and a trial under his belt, a nice ticking over trial, so he comes in here pretty fit horse, and he was pretty impressive first up.
Purple Sector was an eye-catching first-up run at Warwick Farm.
Yeah, it was good, and it was on soft ground as well, so it's a good indication. Obviously, he's taking on a very good horse, but he's had a run, and I thought it was a pretty even race, apart from the Autumn Sun, but hopefully he can run really well.
Well, you know the Autumn Sun. I think you won the guineas on him, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
He goes all right, yeah.
Goes okay.
Golden Tycoon, interesting horse, nice talent.
Yeah, I haven't sat on him before, but all his races and trials look exceptional. Looks a really nice horse. I see he trialled in blinkers last time, and he hasn't got blinkers on. So I'm not too sure what's going on there, but he's an on-speed runner. It looks like he'll handle Give in the ground, which is good, and he'll give himself every chance.
I Am Serious, well, she's a beauty. Did you ride her in the trials? I forgot to look.
No, I didn't, but all accounts, the jockey said he hasn't had a trial like it before, so it was pretty impressive, obviously, and she's probably the most excited of looking forward to today. She's racing really well. I loved her tenacity last preparation to win races, and I'm sure she's still got it, and it looks a really nice stepping stone for her to bounce onto the Coolmore.
Yeah. Casterton, hard to line up these stayers here, but there seems to be a bit of a push around town for him.
Yeah, he's hard to get a gauge on his trials. Obviously, he hasn't got enough speed to show much in these trials, but his two starts down in the spring were pretty good, I thought, and they always improve second up, these Europeans, so I'm looking forward to jumping aboard him. He should run well with given the ground as well, and he should be hitting the line. He's got a nice barrier to Aussie up somewhere, and hopefully he'll run a good job.
Do you know anything about this Bandipur in the last?
Yeah, he's tried well. He's got a great record over the court distance, and I think there's enough speed to overcome that barrier. He'll get back a bit, but he'll be hitting the line strong. I was pretty impressed with his trials.
Looks a good book of rides. Good luck with them today, James. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate. Can I ask you just one, Athera? Yep. You rode the two-year-old that's running in the Diamond for Godolphin today. What sort of an opinion have you got of her?
Oh, yeah, I think whatever beats her wins the race. I thought her run first up was exceptional. She was only had that one quiet trial leading into that run. She did a bit of work during the early stages. She's a beautiful filly, and I think second up into her main target's just beautiful for her, so I think she's in with a huge hope.
All right, Athera there for the Blue Diamond today. Good on you, James. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Cheers.
Good on you, James McDonald, joining us there. Ron, sometimes you take it for granted because we sit here every week and every day and we do our job, but if you were sitting at home this morning, you've heard from Peter Snowden, James Cummings, James McDonald, Kieran McAvoy and Greg McFarlane, and the information, they've had so many runners. And sometimes we do take it for granted that these guys, you know, people will just come on. They don't have to, but they come on and they love coming on and talking to you and to us and things like that. I hope the audience has got a lot of good information this morning.
If you can just pick two or three things up a morning, it does help. I can tell you that much. And, you know, think of our leading rider at the moment, James McDonald. You know, he's had a hard night at Canterbury last night. The first thing he wanted to be doing is having a bit of a lie-in this morning, and he's got out of bed and answered our call, you know, before 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they've got a busy schedule, these jockeys, and, you know, I know we keep saying it, but we do appreciate it.
Yeah, no, we do for sure. Couple of other things, Ron, just before we go to the scratchings. Obviously, the country championship qualifiers continued today. It's a Saturday edition this week. Albury, 5:35 is the race time today on a good rated track down there. Spent some time there, Ron, on Thursday and Friday, and it's the same as Dubbo and the other places I've been to, that there's just such a feeling around these championship races when they're running for such healthy prize money.
Yeah, and it's great to, you know, the country's alive again. The country's alive again. I see some of those interviews that Richard Haynes does for Sky with the country people. Yeah. It's like they've got a new lease of life, and it's great.
Yeah.
It's great. And hopefully we continue. So much has happened in country racing with more prize money, and that'll continue to flow through as well.
Yeah, for sure. Provincial championships begin tomorrow at Hawkesbury. That track at the moment in the soft six range. Monday, a lot of Canterbury good trialers out there. Accelerates is there for Godolphin, so a lot of interest in that on the way back. And did you see the last at Canberra yesterday?
No, I didn't. I just had a little sneak look at it when I heard you say that before, and I'll have a look at the times, and that sometimes Canberra form can be misleading.
If they
had a huge opinion of it, I doubt whether it would have started off in Canberra. But I suppose if they got the Opal in mind, that was a target race for them. So let's have I may comment on that when I look at the times on the day and everything. But it looked to the eye looked good.
Yeah, looked good. Ran home on the clock. The official timing was 33:72. We talk of Bellevue Hill for Gabe Waterhouse and Adrian Bott, who will go back there at one by just over five lengths. All right. I haven't asked you this for a little while because we've been in the van. What are you having for breakfast?
It looks like a lamb chop and a poached egg.
A lamb chop?
Yep.
That's all right.
I just
early in the morning.
I just can't wait to turn this sound off and have a go at it, Andrew.
Well, go on, off you go. Leave your mic on, though. We just want to hear some sound effects.
You'll get plenty of them.
Ron Duffy's there, about to chew into a lamb chop. Sounds all right to me. Let's have a look at all these scratchings now for the TAB meetings today. We start at Rose Hill. Clear there this morning. The track is a soft 7, Penno 5.72, and the rail at 6 metres. The first two races are clear. Race 3, number 3, Top Me Up, 12, Senior Fox, 13, Grineor, and 15, I Want to Be a Jeep. 3, 12, 13, and 15. The fourth is clear. Race 5, number 3, Gem Song, 4, Royal Celebration, and 8, Bucephalus. 3, 4, and 8 out of the fifth. Race 6, take out 1, Spin, 3, The Orcus, 7, The Tenor, 8, Wagner, 12, She's Furline, and the emergency number 15. 1, 3, 7, 8, 12, and 15. Race 7, take out 11, Jamaican Rain, 12, Epidemic, and the emergencies 13 and 16. 11, 12, 13, and 16 out of the 7th. Race 8, the emergency is out. 14, Joe's Joy, number 14. And race 9, number 3, From Within. 8, Akasaki. 11, Serene Miss. 12, Latin Boy. 16 and 17, the emergencies are out as well. Got the Goss and Renewal. 3, 8, 11, 12, 16 and 17. Couple of riders there at this stage that we wanted. Race 7, number 15, In Good Time is Tim Clark, T. Clark. And race 9, number 7, Alberman is Jason Collett, J. Collett. We're awaiting riders for 3:14 Sedition, 6:10 Mansa Musa, and 7:14 Insensata. So as soon as we get that information through for Rose Hill, we'll bring it to you. We've got provincial racing today at Gosford. They had rain since overnight and then got pretty heavy there after 4 o'clock this morning. The track is a heavy 8. The rail is in the true. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 5, Single Sapphire, number 5. Races 3 and 4 are clear. Race 5, number 8, Super Bonus, number 8. Race 6, number 3, Oxford Bella, number 3. And race 7, number 2, Pindus, and 3, Reconsider, 2 and 3. They're the scratchings for Gosford. The weather is meant to clear from around 9 or 10 this morning, so let's hope that's the case for Gosford. Albury, country championship qualifier day down there. Fine and a good 4. Penno 4.58, and the rail is true. Race 1, take out 1 and 2. Race 2 is clear, the third, number 8. Race 4, 6, 11 and 13. Race 5, the scratchings 11, 13 and 15. Race 6, number 9. Race 7 at Albury, scratchings are 6, 9, 10, 11, 12 and 20, the emergency. And race 8, the last, the qualifier for the country championships, 12, Newsgirl, and the emergencies 18, 19 and 20. Albury today, and the first there at 1:15, fully covered here on Sky. Gunnedah is the other tap program for New South Wales. Fine and a good 3, the rail true. Race 1, take out 2, 14 and 17. The second clear, race 3, 2, 3 and 14. Race 4, the scratchings are 10, 16, 17 and 18. Race 5, number 8, and race 6, take out 2 and 6. That's the information for Gunnedah. We go to Caulfield in Melbourne. Fine afternoon there, good 4 and the rail at 3 metres. Race 1, number 11, Khartoum, number 11. Race 2, number 5, Ross's Reward, number 5. The 3rd, number 7, Sabatiano, number 7. The 4th, number 4, Yankee Eyes, 11, Samoon, and 12, Princess Jeannie, 4, 11, and 12. Race 5, number 2, Tin Hat, and 4, Spin, 2 and 4. Races 6 and 7 are clear. Race 8, number 1, Shoals, 7 Ashlaw, 8 Kimono, and 22 Vainstream, 1, 7, 8 and 22, and race 9 is clear. That's the information for Caulfield. To Eagle Farm in Brisbane, it's a fine day, good 4, Penno 4.3, and the rail at 6. The current scratchings, race 1, number 1, Alligator Blood, race 2, number 6, Courage Within, 10 Full Nelson, and 11 Thunderous Strike. The third is clear, race 4, number 7, Underground, and 12, Pinklehobe. Race 5, number 6, Bold Savvy. Race 6, number 11, Advance Warning. Race 7, 1, Brains, and 2, Devlin, 1 and 2. And race 8, number 1, Crafty Tycoon, and 12, Langro, 1 and 12. They're the current scratchings for Eagle Farm. And Morfordville Parks in Adelaide, fine and warm there, and a good 4. The current scratchings, race 1, number 2, 8 over 8. Race 2 clear, the 3rd, number 3, Shakopee, and 9, Marmon. Then go to race 7, number 2, Illusion, and 6, Jarmint, 2 and 6. And race 8, 2, Camper Bisay, 3, Buana, and 11, Omo Rose. They're the scratchings, not interim. Peter Alice will preview that program at 11 this morning on Sky Sports Radio. Sky Racing, one about to leave us for American Racing. The rest of us will come back in a moment to preview Rose Hill.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian proudly offer a rare as hen's teeth yearling colt, the only son of Criterion available to the open market. Criterion won 7 races, 4 at Group 1 level and over $7.3 million. Equal world champion, he's Australia's highest earner ever to start. From Exceline, trained by Gay, she was a Jewel City winner. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the only Criterion colt available. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360-808.
Warra We Needy.
Here's what one of the USA's leading drivers, Jody Jameson, had to say about him after he retired as the fastest horse on the planet.
Warra We Needy was one of the best horses I ever drove, bar none. Some of the fastest quarters a horse has ever faced. Warra We Needy paced those quarters. He's come quarters in 25 seconds. Tall, beautiful horse, clean-legged, powerful, powerful strides, and an amazing brain, which is very important when you're racing in Australasia. Just an amazing animal, and I'm sure he'll do wonders here down under.
Whoever you're backing this Saturday, TAB's got you covered with a $600,000 projected quaddy pool. That's right, $600,000 at Rose Hill this Saturday. Don't miss a minute of the action and watch every race live on the TAB app with more Sky Racing than any other app, including Sky One, Sky Two and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Who are you backing? TAB. Download the app and visit your local. New South Wales TAB pool only. T's and C's and website. Gamble responsibly.
Get
that winning feeling with a yearling from the 2019 APG Sydney Sale. Last year's crop of two-year-old Sydney Sale graduates already boast six individual group winners, including Hard Hitter, Miss Halfpenny, First String and Animal. So whether you're a first-time owner looking for the thrill of a lifetime or an existing owner searching for the next champion, make sure you're at Warwick Farm on Sunday, March 3 to secure your champion. For further information or to order your catalogue, go to apgold.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Just gone 8 o'clock here. This is Racing HQ on a Saturday. It's Hobartville Stakes Day at Rose Hill. You're on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central for our preview hour. We needed